Yeah. As we know, life is full of surprises, both good and bad, and the day-to-day journey is full of unforeseen obstacles, and sometimes it's hard for us to see our way through. Beyond the normal mundane or where unscripted dreams live, join us for thought-provoking discussions and interviews to help us navigate through the fog and create our own path. We are the Unscripted Dream Podcast, operating outside the margins to motivate and inspire our audience. So, welcome to another episode here, good people. Hopefully, I sound somewhat okay here. So today's episode is titled Captain Save 'Em. As you know, Captain Save 'Em has been very affluent in the hip hop industry. One of the most famous songs would probably be an E-40 song, Captain Save 'Em. So check that out if you want some humor. But ideally what Captain Save 'Em is, man, is basically you're just trying to tend to everyone's needs. And you might be most importantly tending to needs that no one necessarily needs any assistance or guidance per se. So that's the whole idea or the title of the episode. So moving forward with our first talking point, the first talking point, we really want to focus on like the need to stop, or the people that feel like they need to stop or drop all your priorities just to be liked. Like, you know, out there in the world, especially if you have a caring heart or you know this caring person, or maybe this person is you, there's like a common tendency. There's a common tendency among people to pretty much prioritize being liked over pretty much anything. And even if it means compromising their own needs and values, they would do as such just to receive that attention that attention. You see this a lot more common now because people are more about, look at me, look what I can do via social media. So it's really easy to read that versus before pre-internet, where you kind of had to be around somebody to really pick up on that. I feel like the lack of internet in previous generations saved a lot of face for a lot of people. And a lot of people got an opportunity to climb extreme heights where they probably weren't competent enough, or rather they shouldn't have reached those heights, versus now there's a spotlight on that kind of stuff, especially if you're willingly putting that information out there in the world. So it's real interesting how that has changed over time. Like, that behavior alone is very harmful because it leads to pretty much unfulfillment, just because you might get off, or you might love the fact that you can tend to other people's needs or whatnot. But at the end of the day, you know, if you're not taking care of your own priorities, man, eventually, you know, it's a ticking time bomb at that point. Anything else you want to say before I open this up even more, Marcus?
Yeah, you're going in like three different directions right now. So, I think that the one thing you touched on a couple of things. The first I want to address is like dropping what you're doing to looking out for people and the kind of strain that can put on you, and just understanding that it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't, some of these things aren't really important as far as giving up your time and making these sacrifices. And really understanding that. But I think the second piece is that now, to kind of juggle what you were talking about as far as the, like, the visibility, is that, you know, sometimes people are helping people just for attention. Like, they're doing things for people. It's a PR move. Yeah. Right? Like, you're not doing it because you want to, or you know, you're doing it because there's going to be a perception attached to it. It's like, you know, somebody that's worth a lot, they get in some trouble and they go do some charity work, go volunteer for 5 minutes at the local shelter or something like that, you know? So it's kind of one of those things too. But I guess for just the initial kind of conflict just kind of arrives when I think your life is kind of consumed just by this behavior, like the behavior of feeling the need or the necessity to really want to jump in and save everybody or feel like you're the person that can solve all, you know, kind of just solve all problems. But also there's people that are helping people, and it comes from a good place. Like they're just mm-hmm. altruistic in nature. Mm-hmm. And
right.
There's also a cost of that too, of having that mentality that you need to help everybody. You always need to jump in, because as I've stated before, some people need to learn the hard way too. But I guess, Joe, you had some other observations there. You were kind of taking it. So just want to give you more space to expand on anything there.
Yeah, man. Definitely. I think that, you know, can you hear me pretty well right here? I just want to make sure. All right. So, you know, I think it's really important to like understand that, you know, you cannot like please everyone going back to this, and that's totally fine. Like there comes to a point where like you have to cut that off to kind of like save everything else or salvage everything else in a situation. So I feel like you should never like have to sacrifice your own happiness, well-being, values, whatever. Like, I don't think you have to do that just to gain approval from other people. Actually, I used to have a motto, which I think is rather challenging or daring, but I used to live by the motto of seek no approval. And that was just pretty much a message to myself, among others, to basically, you know, you all you got in most situations. At that time period where my head was, I was all I had. That's how I looked at things. And, you know, what I look like actually, you know, looking for attention or seeking approval when I'm still on a journey trying to find myself and reach the status I am at today. If I did that and listened to everybody that has something to say or commentary, there ain't no telling where I'd be, but I know I wouldn't be here. You know, I wouldn't be at this level. I would probably be somewhere chasing off somebody and playing into their needs rather than living for Joe. And that's the whole point of this episode, is to really like focus on you. Like, I feel like by prioritizing yourself, setting boundaries can actually lead to great relationships, awesome relationships, because you don't have to necessarily have to walk around or tiptoe or around situations or walk on eggshells. You can just tell it how it is. This is how I'm coming. So they see you coming. They know what your response is. They know your take on things in most times. And that builds a fruitful relationship, because there's no surprises. There might be surprises here and there, but you know, it's not a continuous thing where you're like, man, I don't know what I'm gonna get from this person. And that's kind of dangerous at times. So Marcus, how important is it to you to actually set boundaries in a dynamic where you're trying to build a friendship, whatever? Do you even care? That's the best question to ask.
That is the best. That is the question. Cause it's no, cause I really think that, like, as far as setting boundaries and as that goes, there's not a lot of people. Like, I'm somebody, I don't have a lot of friends. I'm pretty happy about that. So it's also a thing where, like, certain people know not to ask me things either, because you like enable, you also, by saving people, you also can enable some bad behavior too. And I think because I'm not really out here developing new relationships with people like that, just at this particular stage, just actually what's important is that when I transition out of this current phase, I will be in a position where it is like pivotal, like very important for me to develop these relationships. But also, just speaking to what Joe was saying, is when you do these things, the quality of individual will change based on kind of where you position yourself. And I think that's one of the key points, I think, to really kind of really focus on when you're building relationships with certain people, is that you kind of have to identify, like, there's people that, like, they have their own business, they're self-sufficient, they're independent. Those people aren't really, like, they don't require a lot of help. Like, they don't need a lot of bailing out. I'd say, like, people that have had success and have, like, built their, like, kind of what Joe was saying, like, holding himself accountable, like, kind of where it's just him. Like, those type of people aren't really looking for other people to get them out of a bad spot. Actually, those type of people actually self-implode. And those are the type of people where you'd be like, well, I wish you would have asked for help. So it's kind of this weird dynamic that the people that sometimes the people that you want to help are the people that don't ask for help. And the people you don't want to help are the people who always had their hand out asking for something. So that's kind of dynamic the way I see it. But I also think it's just important to try to position yourself around people that are mature enough to understand that they have to be accountable to themselves. But that also doesn't mean that, like, sometimes I'll need help. That doesn't mean, I mean, I might need a little save or something like that, but it's not like a habitual circumstance for me. It happens every once in a while, you know? So I think that's kind of how I see it. Nobody's perfect, but some people, they're flawed. We enable people to sometimes just continue to have behavior that's problematic. And we hold ourselves back by continuing to enable people to engage in some negative behavior.
That's a great point you're making right there, because, you know, by prioritizing others over yourself, and I pretty much think like it. I'm going to just keep it this way. Like, I feel like to remove yourself or to refrain or hopefully not get to the process of where you're exhausted emotionally, risking burnout, or, you know, you're not effectively addressing your own issues and circumstances, you know, that all is going to happen if you stop and drop everything you're doing just to attend to other people's needs. I'm not talking about someone as a parent, you know, that's totally different. I'm talking about just in general when it comes to grinding for yourself. So I think what it takes is you need some grit, and you don't necessarily have to be an a-hole or nothing about your grind or how you want to do things, but to avoid those type of situations from happening, the best thing you can do is overly communicate and let people know where you're coming from, so they don't have to question how it's going to happen. You know, that's why people like Marcus, if you've been paying attention to this podcast, he has a very direct delivery as far as letting you know, like, hey, I'm about to do this, that, third, and this is when I'm about to do it, or this is what I plan on doing. You got any problems with this? Let me know. If you have any insider input about what I'm doing or how I'm going to do it, let me know. That's how he carries himself. So it's very interesting when you have people that have very bad communicative skills and they live like this, like they know they're doing the right thing, but they suck at communicating it. You know, it just leads to a lot of misfortunate circumstances and understanding, because in the event of you trying to pursue great things or move on wherever you're trying to go to, if you have a lack of communication there, you know, you pretty much just cut off all life support that you could potentially have. There might be people that might have the answers for you, and cut that off because you didn't confuse them in somehow or some manner just because you wanted to be selfish with your time. So you got to monitor that. And the best way to monitor that is let people know, like, hey, I'm not being selfish. I'm just trying to prioritize my studies. I'm trying to prioritize my work. And this requires X amount of hours. You can hit me back on these specific days and we can chat, we can shoot it up, you know, talk, chat, however you want to do it, play some sports, shoot some hoops, video games, whatever. But when you give people options, which is what people love, that usually cuts out a lot of riffraff for me, anyways.
Yeah. And it's about, you got to play, like, you really have to protect, like, your time to, and your goals as well. And just the one thing that I want to add is that if you're someone who always feels the need to jump in and save people, it's not necessarily like a bad thing. Like, I like to help people, but I've also seen it become problematic too, personally, just always like jumping in and having, because what happens is that by your association with people that always need help, you're always going to be in a position to, until they grow out of it or they don't, you know, you have to help them. Like, you're always in a position because their failure becomes your failure because of the the level of attachment that you have to this person. But so that's the hard part, right? That's why you gotta cut people off sometimes. But I know it's not always easy, but some people, just in general, they don't want your help. They don't need your help. And some people don't care about what you have to offer. They don't care. And also, what do you have to offer? I've been in situations where somebody insert themselves, and you just make it worse. You just make it worse. It's like when you try to clean up a spill, and you get like a little, like you try to clean it, but then cleaning it, you like spread it all over the place on accident. And that's how some people are. And I've done that too. Like I've tried to help, and I made a situation worse. So sometimes you have to make a decision to just not even get involved, as difficult as that is. And I think sometimes the perception can be that you're not trying to help, but it's like you always hear, what is it? Like you take from Peter to pay Paul, pretty much. Is that what it is, Joe? I don't know. Like you're pretty much like you're taking from one just to feed the other, but then you're never like, it's never getting better. You're just, it's like you're in two boats that are flooding and you just back and forth. Take a bucket, dump the water in the other one for 2 minutes. Then that boat is now filling up. So then you start dumping it back in. And then you never really get anywhere. You tread water. You never drown, but you also never go anywhere either. So it's kind of one of those things too. And I know people will spend their whole lives looking out for other people. And then because they spent their life looking out for someone who always gets into trouble or always just kind of bringing them down, they never go anywhere. Like their life is pretty much defined by the person that they spend all the time trying to save. I was watching the movie Boiler Room. And since the movie's like 20 years old, I'm going to spoil it. All right. So you can watch if you want. But pretty much it's like this dynamic between like the main character, the main character and his father, and like the main character in the movie, he's just, like he's doing some things, it's dirty. And his dad is just like, I know what you're doing. And because of his like dad's position, like he's like a judge. I think he's a judge or something. He's like, I can't be involved with you. And he pretty much was like, talk to me. He's like, don't bother me until you get your life together. Pretty much. And that's now how it is different. But it's really a conversation in that this dad, his father really understood that if he helps him, he brings the whole family down. Like the whole family falls if he helps his son instead of just kind of cutting his son off until he kind of gets it together. So you kind of save one, but then you bring the whole family down, or you let the son go and then the rest of the family can prosper. But then you have this kind of outlier. And I think that's a lot of what people have to do, is that some groups of people, they never prosper because there's constantly like one or two bad seeds that pull everybody down. It's like that bad kid. It's like in school. Like when I remember I being in high school and the teacher, I know some of you guys went to these exceptional schools where it was always staffed and teachers showed up and things like that. But that wasn't always the case for me. Sometimes I go to class and there wasn't a teacher there. And if you didn't say anything, there was no teacher for the whole hour, right? But then it was always this one student that wanted to jump on desk, start singing or rapping or doing all this stuff, making all this noise. And they ruined it for everybody. Like, it's like, we could have had an hour to do whatever, chill. But then that one person, and that one person got like the principal in our classroom now, because they had to say something, right? Not that we were doing anything bad or anything, but it's like, man, we can monitor ourselves for 45 minutes. We all doing work we didn't want to do anyway, you know? Right. So, but it's always that one person, the one person who can just shut up and just don't ruin. Like, it's always one person that ruins it for everybody. And I think that's just the whole thing with this concept of like Captain Save Them, is just you learn from those people if you have the option, right? Like if you have the option, because you help them sometimes you can help people to your own detriment, is what I think we're trying to communicate here. Just being mindful, but I'll close on that.
Well, I guess the final statements of what I want to say is just run the whole episode together. It's basically, it's important to acknowledge that not everyone needs or wants saving. And it's easy to fall into that trap of thinking that, you know, we need to rescue others from their problems. But sometimes people just need to figure things out on their own, or maybe not even see their situation as a problem. don't inhibit other people's problems, because I'm pretty sure you got enough to deal with on your own. I know I do. So furthermore, even if someone does need help, it's not important to consider whether or not it's the best use of your time and energy. Helping others can be fulfilling, right? But it can also be draining if it's taking away your own priorities and responsibilities. We also need to examine why we feel responsible for others. Is a guilt trip regarding that? Maybe you missed out on some things. I don't know. Only you would know. But it can, you know, all stem from a need to feel important or a fear of rejection. And it's important to reflect on our motivations to make sure that we are truly helping others for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons, like a publicity stunt or some attention, some likes. So if you're out there and you're donating or you're contributing and you're showing how much you're donating and how much you're contributing, you might be doing it for the wrong reasons. What's wrong with just donating and not saying anything and just shut up? That's what I do. Who cares what I donate? I know what I deliver, the value I'm making. People are going to love it. I don't have to display that. Or like, hey, I saved this kid from a burning building. Look at me and the kid. Like, no, you saved the kid. Whoop-de-doo, Basil. Let's move. Let's move on. Let's keep it going. Yeah, and ultimately just allow people to make their own choices, because I mean, at the end of the day, it's their choice, right? So who are you to really like come in and really make decisions for other people? And even the people that are looking for a way out or looking for a shortcut for you to give them your opinion or whatnot, I don't think anything's wrong with providing input or your opinion. But if it comes to a point where you know somebody's going to take your opinion and run with it and not necessarily do it in the manner of how you would do it because they're just looking for a quick answer, don't give it to them. Let them figure it out. Push it back on them, just because you're allowing them to really process what they need to do to move on in life. So I think that's all we got. That's all I got for today. So take care. Be safe.
Yep, stone.